It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We're in conversation with the Adjutant General of the Wisconsin National Guard. Major General Paul Knapp is here, presented before a legislative study committee looking into the Guard's sexual misconduct procedures. The committee meets again next month. We get an update on this work. Join in 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Major General Paul Knapp, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate. It's always great to be here on WPR, and I appreciate the opportunity to update your listeners.
Yes. So the Guard's Bureau's Office of Complex Investigations officially closed its review of the Wisconsin Guard's sexual assault response and prevention protocols back in February. Are you seeing enough improvements since the investigation first started in 2019?
Well, Kate, we can always continue to improve. So I wouldn't say I'm seeing enough improvements, but I am happy with where we're at since this all kicked off back in 2019. We've had great success. I think you mentioned in one of your lead-ups, my number one priority as it relates to sexual assault and harassment is to create an environment where anyone in this organization, regardless of status, will feel safe and protected in reporting. And I think we've seen that in the data over the last couple of years.
Well, break down a bit of that data and 21 recommendations in five areas. What stands out?
Well, the 21 recommendations that they had were across a number of different lines of effort. And the big thing that stands out to me in terms of the OCI is it took us about a year. So midway through 21, we were complete with all of the procedural changes that we needed to make in order to be in compliance with all state and federal rules and regulations. And that was a critical first step. Basically the blocking and tackling of getting this right. And then, as you mentioned, we finally had the last inspection of all of our programs in December of 21, and it actually closed out with a letter from the National Guard Bureau to the governor in early fiscal year 22, or early calendar year 22 this year. And so the big thing next is the prevention part. We talk a lot about sexual assault prevention and response. The response piece is the piece that was largely addressed by the Office of Complex Investigations investigation. And lately, I'm happy to report we've been able to secure additional full-time positions directed specifically at that prevention piece across the state. It was a result of the Independent Review Commission that was done across the military. There were a number of findings that specifically addressed the National Guard. And as you know, the National Guard, citizen soldiers and airmen, a lot of that prevention workforce was part-time or those citizen soldiers and airmen. And so what we've been able to do recently through that, as a result of that study, is we've gotten additional positions from the National Guard Bureau to work on the prevention piece.
What happens in these new jobs in the prevention piece? What are the directives?
Got it. Well, hey, I'll just run down what the positions are. So basically, we're adding an additional full-time sexual assault prevention specialist, an overall prevention program manager for the state, a full-time suicide prevention specialist, and a domestic violence prevention specialist. And they all generally relate to that prevention workforce. In addition, specifically for the Wisconsin sexual assault program, we've added an additional full-time brigade level sexual assault response coordinator and two additional full-time victim advocates who work directly with any of the victims in the sexual assault cases. And then another one, which just got added this last week, is we'll be receiving another position, a full-time position, for a dedicated sexual assault, domestic violence, and harassment attorney, which will be able to advise commanders, as well as help us process these cases, which, as you can imagine, are extremely complex. And a lot of times, just the legal processing alone can take months. So all of those are great steps forward where we'll be able to get out in front of this. In the military, we say left of bang or left of boom. And that's where we really want to be. We want to be able to create an environment of dignity and respect and a culture. And as the commander of the Wisconsin National Guard, I view setting the culture of our organization as my number one priority.
We have Major General Paul Knapp with us, leads the Wisconsin National Guard as we look at the work to prevent sexual assault and harassment, efforts to navigate local laws and jurisdiction. We'll talk about that. Join in 800-642-1234. We continue this conversation ahead. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We check in on the work of the Wisconsin National Guard on initiatives to prevent sexual harassment and violence. Also, we take stock of the changing missions of the Guard in these times, standing up COVID testing for so long, filling staffing shortages as certified nursing assistants, helping as poll workers in the past. Join in on the role of the Wisconsin National Guard. Your questions, 800-642-1234. Major General Paul Knapp is with us now and stays with us. I want to just flesh out one thing here that you just touched on earlier. You know, unless members of the National Guard are deployed or mobilized, they are in a non-duty status and they fall outside what's called the Uniform Code of Military Justice. How does that non-duty status complicate sexual assault and misconduct cases?
Thanks, Kate. That's a great question. And it is extremely complicated. We have a number of different statuses that the service members can be on at any given time. And one of them is citizen or civilian. And so the jurisdiction in a case like that, in most cases, would fall to the local jurisdiction, local law enforcement. And in fact, all of our cases that we have in the Wisconsin National Guard are referred to local law enforcement, whether they occur on duty or off duty, whether they're in a state status or a federal status. That would be the primary investigative agency. In terms of you mentioned the Uniform Code of Military Justice. We actually have a Wisconsin Code of Military Justice, and that came up extensively during the testimony to the Legislative Review Committee a couple weeks ago, is whether or not we should update the Wisconsin Code of Military Justice. And right now, I wouldn't say that it's hindering our ability to prosecute or to administer punishment to service members. However, it was published in 2007 and hasn't received any updates since. So I think it would be a very valuable for us to take a look at the Wisconsin Code of Military Justice and see if we can or should incorporate any of the more recent changes that have been made to the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
That study committee that you mentioned here wants to draft recommendations for legislation to improve procedures for investigations. What is your recommendation to this committee about the future of putting new laws on the books here in Wisconsin?
Well, so I think the first one is to just review the Wisconsin Code of Military Justice. Mm-hmm. The second one, in terms of investigations, and this came up during the testimony, is the who investigates these allegations of sexual assault. And as I mentioned, the primary investigators are local law enforcement. If they decline to prosecute, then it would go to the Office of Complex Investigations, which we mentioned earlier, and they do an administrative investigation. One of the things that the committee brought up was the potential to have a statewide investigative body assigned to do all of these investigations. A few states out there have done it. The big thing would be to take a look at how that would fit into Wisconsin law. And that's why when you get the National Guard, what makes it so complex is that there are 54 states and territories in the District of Columbia that all have very different local rules, regulations, and laws on the books. And so it isn't a one size fits all for any of the 54.
Before we have to let you go, I want to talk about the National Guard that had played a role in helping run elections. As we get closer to November here, will voters see on-duty National Guard members at the polls in November?
Well, Kate, we were happy to be able to help ensure a free and fair election in the fall of 2020. But we are definitely not anticipating having to do that this year. We think that we're on track to have sufficient staffing across the state at the polling places. And again, free and fair and safe elections are critical to our country and our democracy. And if called, we would be ready. But right now, we're not anticipating that.
Major General Paul Knapp, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Major General Paul Knapp is the Wisconsin National Guard's Adjutant General. Up ahead, it's called the Mindset List. It monitors the cultural touchstones of young adults entering college. We talk with one of the directors of the list, which started at Beloit College nearly a quarter century ago. Join in, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.